Blackstone Audio presents Wild Sky by Suzanne Brockman and Melanie Brockman. This book is read by Melanie Brockman. Chapter 1. Milo was gone. Correction. Milo had been taken, just like Sasha had been taken, just like Lacey had been taken. And even though it didn't make a bit of sense that a healthy, muscular 19-year-old boy could have been kidnapped as easily as two tiny, defenseless little girls, I believed what Dana had just told me when she'd called and woken me out of a deep sleep. Milo is missing. I'd gone from pajama-clad and snoring in my bed to fully dressed and moving fast as I used my greater-than homing powers to race to find him. First, I'd hopped onto the back of Dana's motorcycle because she'd called me, ready to roll, from the midnight dark suburban street outside the house I shared with my mom. But now we were on foot. We were running on a trail through one of Coconut Key's many abandoned town parks as I felt the familiar tug of Milo's presence calling to me, getting stronger by the second. He was here. I was getting close, I knew it, so I ran even faster. I can run pretty fast. But right now, it didn't seem nearly fast enough as thick branches from the overgrowth of the tropical beachside brush crashed against my sides like horsewhips, reminding me of the way that Sasha and Lacey and dozens of other kidnapped little girls had been herded together and tortured like farm animals. "Slower," Dana huffed from behind me. "Bubblegum, you need to go slower." My heart pounded manically in my chest, which had nothing to do with how fast I was running. I needed to find Milo. I needed to find him.